will now hear from the Military Voices Initiative from StoryCorps, interviews between veterans and their loved ones. Today, a story of childhood friends who reunite in a place they didn't expect. Vince Cantu and Joe Galloway first met as third graders in the tiny town of Refugio, Texas. Their high school class had just 55 students. When they graduated in 1959, Joe left town to become a journalist, and the two lost track of each other over the years. Joe starts the conversation.
The next time you and I saw each other was in the middle of the Vietnam War in the Iodrang Valley. You were running full speed across this landing zone under fire to pick up a body of one of your comrades.
And then I saw you come out from behind a termite hill, and I thought you were going to shoot me, so I hit the ground. But I kept looking, and I said, I wonder why he's taking pictures instead of having a weapon. And I looked back, I said, I know that guy. And that's when I said, Joe.
I was shooting pictures of the battlefield. And after 3 days in that place, we probably killed 1,500 of the enemy all around this little clearing in the jungle. It's very hard explaining war and combat to civilians. The smell of blood in large quantities. The smell of napalm. People burning in front of your eyes.
The worst smell in the world.
Yeah.
I came home and it was 15 years before I picked up a rifle. I'm glad I went and I'm glad I did what I did. But every night when I go to bed, I pray. I even pray for the ones that I put down.
I'm awfully proud to know you, Vince Cantu.
Thank you, Joe. My brother.
My brother.
That's Joe Galloway and Vince Cantu, remembering the Battle of the Iodrang Valley. A picture Joe took of Vince during the battle would eventually end up printed in several magazines, and you can see that photo on our website at npr.org. Their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can hear more stories from veterans on the StoryCorps podcast.